It's that time again on a Friday when we bring you another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. South Africa's first black-controlled gold mining company listing on the JSE in December. Tell us.
Yeah, that's right. That's Pamodzi Gold. It is part of the Pamodzi Group, which is already in food and it's in technology and financial services, and now also big in resources. It'll be the first black owned gold company, and black empowerment no longer good enough. Black control and black ownership, the in thing. And it's not just a nice to have, as Pamodzi explains. It's an integral part of their strategy, because by being black controlled and black owned, they can then confer empowerment on others. And there are a lot of other stranded assets around companies needing further empowerment, which means that it is a growth vehicle. So it'll go onto the main board of the stock exchange in the gold sector, be listed on December the 11th. It'll be debt-free as it goes on. It's already producing 200,000 ounces in the 12 months hence. They believe they'll be doubling that to 400,000 ounces. And the big opportunities around that, this black-owned company can then confer empowerment on others and then gain new assets, both from stranded assets and also from the majors who have non-core assets. And if they sell them to a black-owned company, they score points on the mining charter.
Martin, we haven't talked about the arms industry for a while, but I believe you've got some news.
Yes, there's been a breakthrough on anti-missile technology, and as we know, a foot soldier with a portable rocket launcher can bring down an aircraft these days with heat-seeking missiles that they launch. And this has always been counteracted for some time now by aircraft that fire back flares, and in this way they misdirect the missile that is being shot at them from the ground. And this has been successful for some time, but of course now the man pods, these new launches, have also got an infrared capability, which means that they don't only seek the heat, they also seek the shape of the aircraft. So you've got to counteract heat and shape, and this is what the South African researchers have now successfully been able to do with the use of lasers, with the use of jamming software, which is quite complex. They first detect and they track on the missile, they lock onto it with a laser, and then they pulse the laser and jam the software. It's called software kill. And in this way, they steer the missile away from the aircraft, and they have now been invited to. They have had a successful demonstration with the South African Air Force Oryx helicopter, and now NATO have invited them to use it in further exercises.
Martin, not such good news to finish off with.
Yes, no one will be held liable for the Njaka Bridge collapse. Now, we can throw our minds back to July the 6th, 1998, the 300-meter Njaka Bridge in Mpumalanga. This was a seven-span bridge in the process of construction, and in mid-construction, it collapsed. It killed 14 people. It injured 19 others. And now we have 8 years and 4 months later, we have the Office of the Senior Public Prosecutor in Tshwane saying that no one will be held liable for the collapse of the Njaka Bridge, and this is because it was not brought about by any act or omission involving or amounting to an offence on the part of any person. Now, this follows the Department of Labour recommending in 2002 already that both the companies and individuals be prosecuted, and also, you know, we have the Engineering Council of South Africa with its own investigation wanting to follow on from the criminal prosecution. So, but this is not going to happen now, so it could be the end of the road for the Njaka Bridge case, although ECSA, which is the Engineering Council of South Africa, which is responsible for protecting people and making sure that there are high standards in engineering, is still continuing. In fact, it may still continue with its own case, but that will only be into individuals and not companies.
Martin Creamer, thank you very much. Somber note on which to end. Publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, Martin.